With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The past week has seen the most significant escalation in hostilities Ukraine has witnessed since Russia's full-scale invasion and marks a new chapter in the nearly three-year war. It began with President Biden reversing a long-standing policy granting Kyiv permission to deploy American long-range missiles. Russia responded by firing a new experimental ballistic weapon into Ukraine. Former Senator Jim Talent, the Missouri Republican, says he expects incoming President Trump to try and find a negotiated settlement and bring the dangerous war to an end.
The Russian state has been degraded. Sweden and Finland are now in NATO. This has been a strategic loss for Putin. And I think he probably wants to get out on terms that don't make that loss worse. I think Trump realizes that.
Senator Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A congressional panel is recommending that the U.S. toughen up its trade relationship with Beijing.
The recommendation would roll back a nearly 25-year-old decision that helped bring about China's rapid economic growth, but that many in Washington now see as hurting U.S. interests. In its annual report to Congress, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission called for the first time for ending permanent normal trade relations with Beijing. It echoes moves by prominent Republican lawmakers as the trade war with China is expected to intensify under President-elect Donald Trump.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Delta and United have become the most profitable U.S. airlines by targeting premium customers while also winning a big share of budget travelers. That is squeezing smaller, low-fare carriers like Spirit Airlines, which filed for bankruptcy protection last week. Some travel experts say Spirit's troubles indicate less wealthy passengers will soon have fewer choices and higher prices. This is SRN News. The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised over $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions were among over 300 from the Boy Scouts that will be sold over the next few years. Hoping to survive a barrage of sexual abuse claims, the Scouts filed for bankruptcy in 2020. The $2.4 billion plan allows the organization to continue operating while it compensates survivors. Attacks on Christians in Turkey have spiked. According to a study by International Christian Concern, the number of hate crimes perpetrated on believers more than doubled from 2021 to 2022. The ICC report adds that, quote, the crimes include property damage, harassment, and violence, and the true number of hate crimes is likely higher than what has been presented due to victims' fear of reporting. This is SRN News. Drones have unearthed an ancient discovery. Ron Tater has more.
Using drones and Google Earth imagery, archaeologists have discovered a 4,000-year-old network of earthen canals in what's now Belize. The research published in Science Advances shows that long before the ancient Maya built temples, their predecessors were already altering the landscape of Central America's Yucatan Peninsula. These structures were used for around 1,000 years, including during the formative period when the Maya began to settle in permanent farming villages and a distinctive culture started to emerge. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 24th. It's the 329th day of 2024. There are just 37 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1963, Jack Ruby shot and mortally wounded Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of President Kennedy, in a scene captured on live television. This is SRN News.